To talk about last night's Republican debate, we're very pleased to be joined this morning by the chair of the Erie County Republican Party, Nick Langworthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jay.
A lot of the last night's debate, unfortunately, was about the guy who wasn't there, and that's Donald Trump. And before we kind of talk about him and his impact on things, I'm curious about what you saw on stage last night. Was there a difference in the way that debate was conducted without his presence?
Well, I mean, certainly Donald Trump has commanded far more than his fair share of attention in every single debate that he's participated in. But I also think he got a very large share of attention not being on the stage. I mean, many of the candidates couldn't help themselves but invoke Donald Trump. You know, he's dominating the airwaves in earned media. And I think what's really going to be fascinating is when we see the FEC numbers come out to really see how little Donald Trump has spent in this campaign, yet he still dominates. I think the candidates, you know, it was a very mixed bag with their performance last night. But Ted Cruz, really, without Donald Trump on the stage, he became the front runner on the stage and took, I think, far more of the assault from his opposition than he thought he would.
You know, I'm interested in about Senator Cruz and also Senator Rubio, because if I'm not mistaken, we talked maybe 2 months ago after one of these particular events, and you said when all the dust settles, Ben Carson, Donald Trump, they'll be kind of out of the way, and probably the favorites would be Cruz or Rubio. What are your thoughts now?
Well, I certainly like basically everyone else in professional politics have underestimated Donald Trump time and again, and he maintains his lead. I think he's poised very well to either win Iowa or come in a close second, but most likely win the Iowa caucuses, and he sure looks like he's poised to win New Hampshire. So, I mean, in the next 24 to 48 hours, I think we'll have a better handle on what his decision to stay out of the debate last night will affect the voters in the state of Iowa. Certainly, they'll be counting votes by Monday night. And Donald Trump has really taken a very unconventional role here, and in unorthodox campaign, and he has harnessed an anger that's with the voters at the established status quo of the way Washington has worked for the last decade. And I think he's probably the only candidate that has effectively harnessed the fact that voters are looking for something uniquely different. And where, you know, you see really it appears to be a three-person race. You know, Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and then perhaps Marco Rubio, but perhaps, you know, if he has a strong showing in Iowa, comes in a strong third, you know, somehow could eclipse Ted Cruz or Donald Trump for a second place, or, you know, whoever emerges as, you know, the alternative coming out of New Hampshire. If Rubio has a strong showing in those two states, you know, it will move on to be Rubio, taking that more traditional candidate approach. You know, Ted Cruz has had a rough 2 weeks because he's now feeling the effects of being a front runner, having the field kind of turn on him, the media, you know, glare and the bright lights shining on him, and having the governor of the state of Iowa say, you know, I don't care who you vote for, just don't vote for Ted Cruz. That's a devastating body blow for Ted Cruz's campaign.
And then finally, and like you said, I think all of us could probably jump into that that category of underestimating Donald Trump's impact on this particular race. That being stated, I'm wondering if you have any thoughts moving forward. I mean, you're a political professional. You've been doing this for some time. You've seen things come and go. What do you think, or is there going to be a long-term impact of Donald Trump's style on future campaigns?
Well, I think that a lot of voters see it as more of a truth-telling, you know, in that he wouldn't be conducting the campaign this way if he was being careful and scripted. I mean, he's obviously not being scripted. He's speaking his mind on the stage, and I think that that is what is unique and different, and what voters don't see from your traditional candidates for statewide or presidential elections, and they find somewhat refreshing, you know, to have someone that is really you know, clearly anti-status quo, you know, is different than we're accustomed to having at this level. Donald Trump is someone that I've come to know through, you know, trying to get him to run for governor of the state of New York. I knew then he had an uncanny ability to draw media attention anywhere he went. He's one of the most famous men on the planet. He has done this in this campaign. I was on his website yesterday. I believe he's actually only aired one television commercial, you know, which draws a contrast between he and Ted Cruz. There's only one commercial on his website, you know, much more radio. But, you know, in comparison to his opponents, you know, some of them have aired dozens of different commercials at this point. This is one that is, it defies all of the political professionals, common practices. I mean, this has never been done before. We're in for a very historic night in Iowa, and then following that up a week later in New Hampshire. I mean, this is fascinating stuff. I do sense here locally, you know, there's a growing energy for Donald Trump and his campaign. I mean, we're getting calls at headquarters, and there are certainly people that are enthused by his campaign, and people that maybe haven't been involved in the political process before are being drawn in. What we're doing here locally is, you know, we unfortunately don't get to go until 33rd in the country on April 19th. And it's frustrating for many of our activists and supporters. So what we have started a Erie County Republican presidential straw poll, which will hold on Saturday, February 13th in Kenmore at the VFW post. And it will be open to any registered Republican to come in and cast a vote for their preference. You know, certainly a non-binding affair, but a great party-building exercise in a way that we can, you know, spread our support and show our enthusiasm for the Republican candidates running for president, and have our voice heard. And I encourage people to participate. They can reach us at Republican headquarters.
Nick Langworthy, thank you as always for your time this morning.
Thanks so much.